This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
As he said, recruiting is going strong, and somebody who's right in the midst of that, in between winning a state wrestling tournament, Ryan Moret from Miami South Ridge is being looked at by everybody, and rightfully so. He's kind enough to join us this evening. Ryan, thanks so much for taking the time.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me on the show tonight.
Oh,
I appreciate it.
Anytime. Ryan, when you take a look at, you know, this time of year, I mean, this is – for you especially. I mean, this is a recruiting season for football. I saw you were at camps. You win a state wrestling tournament. I mean, this is going probably faster than you really wanted it to. I mean, this is really going along pretty quickly. How are you handling everything? Because like I said, I mean, you're trying to concentrate for the month, you know, through districts, regions, and then and obviously state on winning a state wrestling championship, which you did. But now it's kind of get back to the grind a little bit on the football side of things, because I know that coming up over the next 4 or 5 months, you're going to try to make a decision on where you're going to go. How's that all playing out? I mean, you know, as far as going to a lot of schools, and you know, I mean, you've been around it, and your dad and everybody's been around it, where you're going to go to every school and they're going to treat you like the only guy. I mean, you know, oh, here, take the red carpet and stuff. And obviously, you know, that's how you recruit. How's this all going for you? Are you kind of just taking everything in and kind of keeping it in your head? And, you know, with every school you go to, you kind of look at, you know, the coaches, you kind of look at the situation, where they're at, the facilities. Talk about the recruiting process.
Yeah. So, I mean, during the wrestling season, it was kind of constantly, like, I was kind of keeping it, like, constant, the recruiting. And, I mean, right after, like, right when I got to that camp, right after the state championship, I mean, everything just kind of started, like, pouring in again, like, crazy. But as far as my recruiting, I'm enjoying it. And some of the few unofficial visits I have now, I'll be at Memphis this Friday. And then I'll drive down to Oxford, and I'll be visiting Ole Miss. And then on Wednesday, I'll be at Nebraska. And then I'll be back in Miami this Saturday for an event that they're having.
Nice.
So those are some of just the events I'm having in the next few weeks.
And you got to plan this out, obviously. I mean, because, you know, because next week is spring break, right, for you. So you're off school and you have an opportunity. Yeah. Which is a good type of thing. Now, you not only get it done in wrestling and football, but you also get it done in the classroom. And obviously, the school, the college that you choose has to kind of set you up for that as well. Talk about that process, because we have a lot of young kids that listen, Ryan, and they just think it's all about sports. And it's not, because you know, God forbid you can get hurt and it's over. And if you don't have anything to fall back on, and, you know, then you lose the game. Talk about how important it is in the priority and how you balance your academics and your athletics.
Yeah, so, I mean, really the three most important things when it comes to, like, for me finding a school, it'd be, like, probably my relationship with the coaches, like, how they can develop me, and then obviously, like, my education. Like, I just want to see, like, like, what's the best form of education that, like, so-called school could give me? Because I have a 4.4 GPA, so like you said, I do take it seriously in the classroom, and then I just recently took my SAT, so I'm still waiting on the results. But yeah, like, that's also very important for me, I would say.
Right. And obviously, when you go to a college, when you go to Memphis, when you go to Ole Miss or any of the schools that you go to, what are some of the things that, you know, I mean, because I remember there was a running back out of Pahokee who ended up going to Florida State, and one of the best, Anton Smith. I mean, and you would think that he would go and just look at the athletic department. He told me that the thing that he did is he got away from the athletics and kind of gravitated over to the athletic, to the academics, and see, you know, just regular students that are paying good money to go to these schools that, you know, that are in it for that reason and nothing else. Are you that type of guy? You want to kind of drink in everything? You want to, okay, you know, I understand the weight room's really nice and you guys are doing this and that, but, you know, what are you going to give me from the academic standpoint as well?
Yes. I mean, I'd 100% like want to, like, when I go to a school, like, I just want to see everything, like education, their facilities, how they treat their players, how they're going to treat me, where they see me, like, fitting into their program. Just all that good stuff is, like, everything I want to see before I, like I said, make my decision in the next few months.
No doubt. Before I let you leave, let's talk about that wrestling championship. Obviously, you were looking forward to it last year. You lost in the semifinals in a tough match that I thought you should have won. Could have won the state last year, but you win it this year. You wrestled the same kid the last couple of weeks, and obviously the region final was tough. I know one thing that you had told me before, that usually when you wrestle him, you take him down and let him go. You weren't going to do that because obviously if you let him go, he's not working as hard just to get up. So it kind of worked out that way. You did a great job in it. Talk about your career. Obviously you had to lose some weight. And if anybody ever saw you, they would be crazy because you don't need to lose weight because you're kind of thin as it is for your size. But you have to cut. What does that leave for next year? Are you going to, you know, kind of watch your weight throughout the year, not get it too high? Or talk about your strategy for coming back next year and wrestling the 285, 287 range.
Yeah, so my goal is to just, like, get at 300 and just kind of, like, maintain that weight, because I feel like 300 is a really good weight to be at for, like, an offensive interior lineman. So I'll try to, like, just maintain. I mean, at the moment, I'm 295. That's what I weighed in at my Miami visit this morning. And I measured at 6'4.3". But, yeah, like I said, 300 is probably, like, the limit for me, and I'll probably just try to maintain that. And then, yeah, I mean, our Coach Pardo, after one of those practices, it's like you're down 7-8 pounds already. So it shouldn't be too difficult to drop those 15.
Good stuff. Ryan, I can't thank you enough for joining us. Have a great week. Enjoy wherever you go. We'll catch up with you soon.
Okay. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Good stuff. Ryan Moret from Miami Southridge, outstanding young man, not only as a football player and a wrestler, but a great, great kid. I do have to mention that his father is the principal at Southridge, so there's a little added pressure as well. University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute experts, you know, they treat athletes of all levels, elite pros, active adults, and youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. That's uhealthsportsmedicine.com. When we come back, we wrap things up. Coach Cindy Marcial, the head coach from the number one team and the girls soccer team in the country from American Heritage Plantation, is next.